When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, April 10th edition. Hope you guys had a great weekend, enjoying your friends and family, whatever you did on this Easter holiday weekend. The Masters, outstanding. Rombo with the dub. If you're into golf, the Always Pressing PGA DFS podcast has you covered there. We're taking this next week off. Jesse's going on vacation. RBC Heritage will be electric. Great field, but we'll talk more about that in the future. For now, we're talking fantasy baseball. We're talking MLB DFS. DFS quick hits, that is. If you like the show, give it a rate review on iTunes, or if you're on YouTube, give it the old thumbs up, subscribe, tell a friend, all that great stuff. You can find me on Twitter at BDEntrick, BDEntrick. Tweet out all my content, my written content at Baseball HQ, Fantasy Pros, and Gaining the Edge Fantasy. Make sure you check out Gaining the Edge Fantasy. It's me and three other of my good buddies creating a Patreon for you guys, patreon.com/GTEFantasy. Lots of great content over there, great Discord, and much more for as low as $5 a month. Please help the boys out on that one. But if you like podcasts, MLB DFS Quick Hits, Benched with Bubba, Bubba in the Bloom, all the good stuff you need for your fantasy baseball season-long and DFS needs. All right, let's get cracking on a Monday here. We have an 8-game main slate. It's a weird slate, like some openers still for some teams, home openers. So there's like 4 games in the 6 o'clock hours. They get their own slate, a turbo slate. It could be a fun little slate, but who knows. But at 7:10 Eastern, 4:10 Pacific time, we get the start of our 8-game main slate. Let's talk totals on this slate. Padres, Mets, total 7.5. Darvish, Scherzer could, on paper, be a good one. Reds, Braves, total of 9. Mariners, Cubs, we're back to Wrigley, waiting on weather on that one. Royals, Rangers, total of 9. That should be fun. Cardinals, Rockies, Coors Field at 11. Nats, Angels, 9.5. Brewers, Diamondbacks, 8.5. Dodgers, Giants, 7.5. So a couple totals over 9. You got Coors Field special in play. So let's have some fun. Let's talk some DFS plays on the Monday, April 10th edition. On the mound, Mad Max is your highest paid guy at 10-4. If you want to go there in tournaments, I always get it. He just seems off to me. That's just my 2 cents. But if you want to go there against a very good Padres team, I'm not going to tell you no, because we've seen Max do Mad Max things. But I'll just save $800. Give me Luis Castillo, $9,600 at home or on the road against the Chicago Cubs. Going into Wrigley, a place he knows very well from his time with the Reds. Luis has been great, 5 2/3 or more in each start. 0 runs allowed on the season, 6 Ks in each start this season. Basically 25 or more DK points to start your season. And it's a good match versus the Chicago Cubs. So as long as the wind isn't blowing out way too hard, this is a great spot to get some Luis Castillo action, who should, at least in my mind, be popular on the slate, but big fan there. Julio Urias at $9,400, great pivot off of Castillo. You could 1-2 punch these guys in cash and even in tournaments if you like. Urias going up against the Giants, a team that just got Bubiched to death. 9 Ks in 6 innings for Bubich on Sunday. The Giants, like I said, Jekyll and Hyde, it's all or nothing. And, man, when it's nothing, it's real bad. So that's why you play him in tournaments. And Urias has been great. 6 innings in both starts this year, 2 total runs allowed, and 6 Ks in both starts. He's been very, very good. Don't see why he can't do that against this Giants team yet again. Some other guys here. I am curious to see about you, Darvish, $8,400 at the New York Mets. Darvish was really, really bad his first out, and mainly because of his command. He was all over the place. He 4 walks in his 5 innings pitched. But I say 5 innings because he managed to get through 91 pitches and get through 5. 3 hits, 1 earned, 4 walks, though only 3 Ks. He struggle busted through the 5 innings, hoping for a bounce back. You get him $8,400. He's not a must, but it's an intriguing play at a discounted price. Like, if he threw good that first start, he'd be heading into a matchup against Max Scherzer, at least the 9K, if not, like, but I doubt he'd be low 10s, but he'd at least be like 95, somewhere in that range. So you're getting a discount with Darvish. Logan Webb is enticing at $7,400. Great first start in the Bronx. We know this. Second start, 6 innings, 4 hits, 4 runs yet again on 2 home runs, 2 walks. Oh, that was the first start. Second start, 5 innings, pitched 9 hits, 4 earned, 4 Ks. Some of those runs were early against the White Sox, and he settled down and managed to get through 5. So you got 1 great start, 1 what are we going to do here? Start. Now you get the Dodgers. So it's a total GPP play, but in that ballpark, I think there's some upside with Logan Webb in tournaments. Same for Zach Gallen, who was rough in his first start. Now he gets the Milwaukee Brewers, a team I love offensively. Very good team. But for $7,100 for Zach Gallen, an ace of a staff, I'm a big fan of pitcher's ballpark in Arizona. Give me a chance there. I'll go to battle on that one. I'm still a Jose Suarez believer. He was horrific in his debut. Like 6 or 7 runs scored. It was bad. But if there's things that'll get you right in this world, the Washington Nationals offense is one of them if you're a pitcher. So I'm willing to take a chance at $6,900 with Jose Suarez refining things against the Nationals. If you don't like that, Bryce Elder's taking the bump for Atlanta at $6,600 against the Cincinnati Reds. Love that for Elder. We saw some good things towards the end of last year with Elder. He made a spot start against St. Louis and went 6 shutout innings with 2 hits, 3 walks, 6 Ks. He's got big boy stuff. So $6,600 for Elder is a gift. I expect him to be popular, but it's a really good one. You can put Elder with Castillo and do whatever you want, Elder and Urias, and have fun. So it's definitely a spot you can look at on this 8-game slate. Yeah, so for me, it's Luis Castillo, who's my top pitcher on the slate. Really like Julio Urias if you want to pivot off Castillo. That's totally fine. But then you go down, I think Logan Webb's interesting. Jose Suarez against the Nats is a beautiful bounce-back opportunity. And then Bryce Elder's a stud as well. So I can see a lot of Castillo-Elder lineups. I'm cool with them. Just know that could be the chalk of the chalk on this slate. Speaking of the chalk on this slate, let's talk about some bats. Let's talk about some bats. I'll try to avoid the chalk, but some of it's going to be good chalk. Catcher's position on this one, you got Salvi Perez versus Andrew Heaney. That's always interesting at 5K. I think that's got some legs to it because I'm not a Heaney guy, especially when you want to get the long ball. So Salvi Perez at 5K. But if you want to save some scratch, you drop on down to the low. If we get into the threes, Graham Ashcraft is very good. I think he's a good pitcher. He was interesting in his first start. Velocity wasn't great, wasn't getting the strikeouts. He navigated through 7. I don't know if he can navigate the Atlanta Braves. That's the difference. So Sean Murphy, hopefully he's getting his coming out project going $3,800 versus Ashcraft. Elias Diaz went deep on Sunday in Coors. He gets Steven Matz at $3,600. Another guy to potentially circle there. Or you just go YOLO and go cheap. Jonah Heim against Greinke at 26, I love. I'll keep targeting Greinke. I know he does his foolish things out there. But Jonah Heim at 26, to me, is a very good punt option at the position. Other than that, though, Blake Sable at $2,200 versus Urias, I don't mind him. If it wasn't Urias, I'd be much more excited about that. So I kind of hesitate. And then you got Francisco Alvarez. If he gets to start for the Mets against Darvish, he's 2K. Alvarez is a beast. I expect it to be Nito because Alvarez started on Sunday, and they said they want to go back and forth, but Alvarez at 2K if he gets to start. First base position, Shohei Ohtani versus Corbin. That's fine. That's easy. Easy money. You got Goldie and Coors. Not bad either. So you got $6,200, $59 for both of them. But down cheaper, Matt Olson's 54. I think Ty France is great because most don't pay 52 for him. He gets Drew Smiley. So I think Ty France at 52 is very, very much in play for you. Going down to the mid fours and lower, Nathaniel Lowe at $4,300 for Zach Greinke. If you're targeting Greinke, go all in, and that would be a slow play to do that. Christian Walker against Wade Miley. Wade Miley finds ways to limit the hard contact, but when he struggles in bunches. So Christian Walker at 37. Brandon Drury is $3,600 versus Corbin. He's having a horrific start to the season, but could be a good spot there because Patrick Corbin cures your ills. If you think Zach Gallen will not bounce back, Rowdy Tellez at 35 is a good tournament play. I'll say that much. I think Gallen bounces back, but if you don't, that's a good price tag. You're going to get Wilmer Flores and probably JD Davis both in the lineup on Monday. Flores is 3K, Davis 229. They're going to go unowned because you have a guy like Alec Burleson, first base outfit eligible, $2,900 in Coors, first from Juan Marquez, probably hitting second in the Cardinals lineup because Lars Nootbaar had a setback and will probably miss the entire Colorado series. So Alec Burleson at $2,900 is a great value, phenomenal value. See if Juan Yepes makes the lineup. He's first base outfield. He's 27 in Coors Field. I like the Burleson one for Shizzle. I'd be all in on that one. If you want to attack Jose Suarez because you believe he's not bouncing back, well, you got Chavis, first base, second base for the Nats. He's $2,500. He'd be another discounted play there at first. We'll probably play at second, personally, but because we're going to play Burleson at first or the outfield on this slate.
There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom has created weight management programs that are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. So stop chasing health trends and join the millions who have lost weight with Noom. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
$2,900 or second base. Ha. Mookie Betts, $5,900. That's what it was. $5,900 at second base is Mookie Betts. You can go there, sure, against Logan Webb. I'd pass. I'd rather save a few shekels. You got Ozzie Albies. I think Thairo Estrada, second base shortstop at 46 is interesting if you're fading your eyes. That's got some legs for sure. Only in a tournament, though. Brendan Donovan, second base, third base at $4,500. I like that. Leading off most likely for St. Louis. David Villar, again, I mentioned these Giants guys because they're so Jekyll and Hyde and they're affordable. David Villar's hitting first, third, or fourth over the last four games, hitting with a ton of pop. Doesn't hit for average. He will not hit for average, but tons of pop because that's what he does. So in tournaments, he's fun. Second base, third base, $3,800 for Shirias. Something to look at. Matt Duffy, Brandon Drury, they're both in good spots, playing sketchy baseball though, so I'm not like in love, but if you're stacking, they're definitely cheaper pieces of stacks. You can look around if you're stacking the Angels and or the Royals. Again, they're pretty nice matchups. Bryce Terang at $2,400. Again, if you think Gallon's not going to do it, I love Terang in this spot. Terang's been very good this year, so $2,400 is the discounted Terang is pretty nice. Third base position for you here, Machado at 56 for Scherzer, in a tournament. But Riley at 55, I like. You got Arenado and Coors at 52. Those are both nice spots to start if you're paying up. Otherwise, you got Brendan Donovan at 45, mentioned second base and third base eligibility. But, you know, I mentioned Ty France at 52. You got Eugenio Suarez at $4,400 for Drew Smiley. That's a guy to keep an eye on. Remember, watch the weather on Monday and see what happens. You got Anthony Rendon. He returned from his four-game suspension over the weekend. He's 39 versus Corbin. That's pretty nice. Mentioned David Villar. So you got some nice ones that aren't breaking the bank. But Josh Young, I think, is going to break out this year. He's $3,400. If Nolan Gorman starts, which he should either DH or he played third base, I believe, on Sunday. Nolan Gorman's only $3,400 versus Ramon Marquez and Coors Field. So you got like your Goldies and your Arenados that are expensive. Donovan's okay price, but then you got Burleson for 29. You got Gorman for 34. You got Yepes at 27, so you got some cheapies in St. Louis. Brian Anderson's been swinging a good bat. He's 3K versus Zach Gallen. But going below 3K at the catchers, or at the third base position, sorry, there's not a ton. Not a ton to fall in love with unless certain things show up in the lineups. Shortstop for you, they got Dansby Swanson. It's off to a great start. Not going to use him, though. I'd rather start with guys like Willie Adames at 52. Bobby Witt Jr. is probably my favorite payup spot right now at first glance at $4,900 versus Andrew Heaney. That's nice. Very nice. Corey Seager at 48 is not bad either against Greinke, but give me the Bobby Witt in that one. Tommy Edman at 42. If you're stacking St. Louis, otherwise, I'll just pass on that one. Gio Urshela, not the big power guy, but he hits for average, drives in runs. He's $4,100 versus Patrick Corbin, so that's a good spot for your Angels stacks with Gio Urshela. Mid 3Ks and below. Orlando Arcia is still $3,100. That's a great, almost cash game viable the way he's playing. He doesn't hit long balls, well, a couple, but he doesn't steal bags, but he keeps getting hits, scoring runs, just enough for a cash. It works out pretty good for the discount he gives you. Outfield, there's so many guys. Acuna is outstanding any day. Same with Otani. Trout is $6,100. I usually don't like sit there and go, you got to play this expensive guy. You got to play him. I don't see how you don't play Mike Trout on Monday. I know he's $6,100 and it's baseball. He could go over four with the best of them. Just not very often. So I think it's a great spot versus Patrick Corbin. J-Rod at $5,800 versus Drew Smiley. Like that as well. Mid 5Ks and below now. You got Taylor Ward, who should be leading off against Patrick Corbin at $5,300. That's nice. That's really nice. That's hashtag nice. So I like Taylor Ward quite a bit. I like the Angels a ton. They're pricey, though, so it makes it fun, which makes Bryce Elder very popular on the mound tonight. Going back to your outfields, though, Teoscar Hernandez at 51 probably gets overlooked with guys like Taylor Ward at 53. If you think Elder struggles or if he's super chalk and you want some Cincinnati action, Jake Fraley's 5K, which is nuts, but that's how you kind of would fight against it. Excuse me. So Fraley at 5K is different. This is the best way I'll say it. Christian Yelich at 48. It's like this is a trend with their outfield pricing. Like I love the dudes up top, and then you kind of get a gap. Where you're like, yeah, I see a lot of these guys similar profiles, cheaper. Like you could pay for Yelich and Fraley, or you can pay $4,300 for Tyler O'Neill and Coors Field. You're gonna pay $4,300 for Tyler O'Neill and Coors Field. That's just how it goes. Everyone's going to though, so remember that. That's how you differentiate. But I don't know. Everyone's so sharp these days. Not all chalk's bad chalk. Going down below 4K though, we got some more options for you. If Dylan Carlson plays, he's 36. I don't count on it, but he's there. TJ Friedel, if you want to be a different part of Cincinnati, he's only 35. I'm a big Friedel fan. James Outman's 35 versus Webb. Outman's just awesome. His price tag's coming up, folks. So we were there early. Enjoy it while you can. If you are attacking Andrew Heaney, though, Edward Olivares at $3,300 is a good discount. I like that a lot, actually, in that matchup against Heaney. Going down to the low 3Ks and seeing where this takes our evening. Alex Call is 3K for Washington. They might have a Coors Field hangover, which makes Suarez a little more attractive as well. Again, full Heaney fade, look at Franimal. Franimal Reyes is 3K versus Andrew Heaney. So if you want to be different and get Castillo and Urias, or you want to be different and get Castillo, Elder, get a couple expensive Angels, get some cheap Royals. That's how you could be a little different as well. So that could be fun on the flip side of things. Going down farther below 3K now. I mentioned Brian Anderson at 3K. Below 3K, Alec Burleson at 29. I love his first base outfield eligible. Seems like one of the lock plays of the day. Like you just lock him in and for cash, GPP. Alec Burleson's just the price tag's great. He's going to hit second. If for some reason on the lineup, well, poo-poo on them. But that's just a phenomenal spot. Other than that, though, usually we have a ton of dudes down here. Like Joey Weimer, I'm always a fan of. Blake Sable. They're not like in lock-in spots. Like, yeah, there's not nothing that stands out right now. We will get plenty because we always do when we see lineups. Recap, in your pitching, though, Luis Castillo is my top dog at 9,600. I like Luis Urias, though, at 94 if you want to pivot off of him because Castillo should be the top. We'll see. I like him a lot. Logan Webb at 74, interesting spot versus the Dodgers. No one will roster him. I think Zach Gallen bounces back at 71. But if you just want to skip that 7K, guys, you want to stay with Castillo and Urias up top, you drop down. Jose Suarez bounced back versus the Nats at 69. I like a lot. And then Bryce Elder should be very popular for good reason at 66 versus the Cincinnati Reds. Your stacks of the night, the Angels by far and away are the best stack against Patrick Corbin. I like Kansas City versus Andrew Heaney. That's a great one. You got Coors Field, of course. I prefer the Cardinals side against Marquez, but they're both in play. And then if you want to be another one, I mentioned Kansas City. I think Seattle versus Drew Smiley. I like a lot. So if you're avoiding Coors, Angels, Royals, Seattle are where I'd kind of start planting my flags on this one. But that'll do it, folks. Another fun-filled episode in the books. We got 8 games for you. Like I mentioned, though, there's 4 games in the 6 o'clock Eastern hour. So there's a turbo slate if you want to go play that. We've got 8 games, main slate, Monday, April 10th. I hope you guys enjoy the show. Again, give it a rate and review on iTunes. I'd appreciate it. I'm on Twitter at BDENTREK, BDENTREK. If you have any questions for me, hit me up there. And join us over at Gaining the Edge Fantasy, patreon.com/GTE Fantasy. A lot of great stuff. I get my DFS cheat sheet Monday through Friday. dropped that an hour or so before lock. A lot of great stuff from all the guys, and we got some really cool things coming. We made it. We're working on some stuff. Let's put it that way. And I'm really excited to see how it can keep growing the game over at GTE. So check that out. But for now, we'll wrap it up there. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, April 10th edition. I'm out.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/get100. And use code GET100. That's code GET100 at prizepicks.com/get100 for a first deposit match up to $100. PrizePicks, daily fantasy sports made easy.